This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877, Doc Dahlia. Oh, Lord have mercy. Everybody calm down. All right. Have you guys seen this picture of the sea creature that was washed ashore during Hurricane Harvey? Have you seen this picture? It's scary. It is, like, really, really scary looking. And I guess people have been freaking out, and this picture, these pictures of the sea creature, it looks huge, have been, like, all over the internet now. And, you know, with we're talking about Hurricane Harvey. So we're talking in Texas. High winds, heavy rains, you know, washed ashore this mysterious sea creature. Now, I see teeth. And what's really scary are the fangs on this sucker. But there's no face. You know, and it looks pretty big. To me, I mean, it looks like it's about 10 feet, but it could just be the way the picture looks, you know, to me. And Preeti Desai, social media manager of the National Audubon Society, posted pictures of this critter. I don't know why they call it a critter because it's huge. Posted pictures of this on the internet a couple weeks ago. And she had accompanied conservationists assessing the damage from the storm, spotted the creature on the beach in Texas City, about 15 miles from Galveston. Now, to me, it kind of looks like a big, fat moray eel. You know how with moray eels, they're long, sausage-like, and you can barely see the eye, and then all of a sudden in the aquarium you see the eye? And maybe that's what this is, because there's got to be eyes on this sucker. I just don't see it, but I see a lot of teeth. So now, apparently, people are guessing what it is. Some people call it a gulper eel. Some people think it's an alien. Desai told BBC News, "I follow a lot of scientists and researchers about her pleas for answers on social media. There's such a great community of these folks that are very helpful, especially when it comes to answering questions about the world or identifying animals and plants." She said someone suggested that she contact Kenneth Tighe, a biologist with the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History. I love the Smithsonian. Have you guys ever been? Okay, and remember, it's free. Okay, when you go to, you know, Washington, D.C., I don't know if the New York one is free, but if you go to the D.C., it's free. So walk in there, and you get to see all this really cool stuff. Oh, you know what they really have that's very cool at the Smithsonian? I forget what it's called. It's like a meter cube, and I apologize for not knowing what it's called. But they have this exhibition where scientists took like a cubic foot, I think it's a cubic foot, or a cubic meter, I forget, of plant life, animal life, whether it's in the ocean or the desert, and then they blow up all the different animals that were found in that cubic. I know there's an easy, really cool, catchy name to it that I'm messing up on, but very, very cool. You got to check that out. Anyway, so Tighe is an eel expert, and he told Earth Touch News that this creature was most likely a fang-toothed snake eel, or Aplatophis chaliodus. No wonder the thing is angry and with fangs. If that was my name, Aplatophis chaliodus. I mean, how dorky. I would not be really cool. Anyway, fang-toothed snake eels, I guess, live in burrows about 100 to 300 feet down in water, stretching from the Gulf of Mexico to French Guiana, with only snout and eyes exposed. And then they dart, feed on other fishes and crustaceans, and then they go back and hide. This is according to FishBase, which is an online database for fishies. Now, the other possibilities, okay, if it doesn't like that name, it could be a baby Euroconger vicinus, or a Xenomystax congroides? I know. Lord have mercy. Anyway, they say all three of these species occur off Texas and have large fang-like teeth. Too bad you can't clearly see the tip of the tail that would differentiate between the ophicyphid and the congrids. I gotta say, I liked biology when I was in school. I liked fish. I liked learning about species. I thought that stuff was kind of fascinating. I think that could be a fun job. You know, I wonder what this guy does, this Kenneth Tygi. You know, he's a biologist. You know, I'm wondering what his office looks like. No, I don't want to marry him or anything. No, I'm married. But I wonder what you know, it, I mean, how often does something come ashore, right? Maybe Michael will row his boat ashore, but for the most part, not a lot of stuff come ashore. And then he probably gets a call. You know, the phones are, he's like, who's calling me? And he picks up the phone, they go, hi, you know, can you take a look and tell us what this creature is? That'd be a pretty cool, sweet job. My guess is he does a lot more than that, but wow. Anyway, so she left the dead eel alone. This was Desai. She didn't want to mess with it. I wouldn't blame her because it probably has a lot of, like, you know, I don't know, gross slime on it and disgusting poop. She's going to let nature take its course. Okay, now I don't get that. You have a mean, fang-looking, disgusting animal, sea creature sitting there on a beach, and you're going to let nature take its course? Call Fish and Wildlife or whatever and tell them to clean it up. Or roll it, you know, roll it down the, roll it down the river, right? or roll it down the ocean. And roll in. All right. So she wrote in a September post on Audubon's website that in the wake of Hurricane Harvey, she traveled to Houston to help document all the efforts of the hurricane that the hurricane had on birds and habitats. So that was cool. It was great. And she thinks now what's going to happen is, you know, this hurricane could affect species numbers. Well, obviously. So I guess Audubon, Texas, and Houston Audubon are all over this now. But social media is still trying to figure out what the heck it is. People seem to be scared, and don't be scared. Man, that blew my mind when people were saying that in Texas, you know, alligators, or were they crocodiles? I forget, crocodiles or alligators, you guys would know better than me. We're like walking along their property, you know. Now, there was a lot of fake pictures, okay? Somebody had a picture of a shark that was swimming down the street. Okay, sharks are not going to be swimming down the street. So you have some idiots out there photoshopping pictures, and that was kind of dumb. But this was a real sea creature. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess a few days ago we were talking about high school students and drinking and how I think parents are idiots. Well, Riley writes, my kid, I think, drinks. I play dumb. And we have an understanding that if he tips the radar, he'll get grounded. But I think he has underlying anxiety. I know this because when my wife and I smoke pot, he must breathe some of it in and is less moody on those days than the days that we don't. So, all right, so this dad is asking about secondhand marijuana. He's asking about how to diagnose anxiety in a teenager. And if marijuana would help, so there's a lot going on here. Okay, first, let's go to this alcohol and this understanding that you have with the kid. Okay, never, ever, ever, with a capital E, let your child think you're dumb. I would rather your child think that you know more than God, okay? I want them so scared, all right? I want them in such awe of your intellectual power and your know-how that you're the one they go to anytime they need anything, okay? Once a child thinks you're dumb, and they do this during the teenage years, I did it with my parents. You know, I remember thinking my parents were like, you know, because that's what happens. You grow up and, you know, your parents, you know, are the only people that answer your questions, and they answer it with such confidence. And all of a sudden you start going through high school. You take some honors classes. You get a 1450 on your SAT. And you're like, wait a second, I'm smarter than my parents. And then you start to find your parents' faults. And then you start to capitalize on that. And it's a very dangerous time for any teenager and parent. Because once your child thinks they're smarter than you, they start to lose respect. And when you lose respect as a parent, all right, you start to lose that child. And now, okay, what you don't want to do, because kids are smart, all these teenagers are smart, okay, they'll test you. Okay, they'll test you to see if you know, if you're like, man, I know everything there is to bioengineering. Okay, well, then they're going to throw, in fact, you know, my older son does this. He is always trying to challenge me with how much I know. And I don't, you know, walk around saying, Mama knows everything, Mama knows everything. Well, okay, yeah, I do. All right? But he doesn't like the fact that I know, you know, more than he on a lot of things. He doesn't like that. Okay? He wants to show me that he knows something that I don't know. Now, I let that happen. Okay? You know, you have to. And it's not, that's not a parent-kid thing. It's because I think I understand guys, okay? All right, guys do not like know-it-all women. They don't. I had to learn that the hard way. So I did this with my husband, too. You know, he'll be like, well, you know, this works, and the car does this, and the spark plugs do this. I'm like, oh, really? Oh. And, you know, so I do that, and my husband loves it. You know, so with my son, you know, because he's now, you know, teenage boy or whatever, I do that with football. I'm like, okay, I don't understand the, you know, running play versus a pass play, but I didn't see the pass interference. And then my son will spend 20 minutes explaining the play, explaining what's going on in the field. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, thank you. And my son loves the fact that he gets to teach me more about football. And so, you know, if you want to garner a relationship or if you want to, you know, help a relationship blossom with your child, you could give them certain subjects that they teach you about. Like with computers. You know, I did that very early on. I'm like, okay, I don't know what the hell to do with this iPad or this iComputer or whatever the hell it is. You know, it's an eye pain in the butt. Do something with it. And so my son will come in. He would fix, he would, you know, figure out how to do a JPEG from a PDF and, you know, figure all this out. And I'm honored with that. That's great. You know, let him have it. The only problem is once I saw him start to act like I'm dumb, you know, I was like, oh, no, no, no. He'd give me that look like, you know, you know, like my ex-boyfriends used to do, you know, my prior boyfriends would look at me like, oh my God, you're so dumb. Once he started to give me that look, I had to nip that stuff in the butt. So, you know, you could let them teach you about certain topics and allow them to start spreading their wings and feeling like they're having grown-up conversations with you. But when it comes to their health, when it comes to your safety, you need to be a flippant parent. So if you think your kid drinks and there's this quote-unquote somewhat understanding, then you better sit down and have a grown-up conversation with him and say, look, minors, okay, it's illegal for you to drink, okay? It's also deadly for you to get into a car. Your friends are idiots, okay? You know, and you know, put some rules down. If you're like, no, 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 if I do that, then he's not going to, you know, he's not going to, you know, talk to me. And when he goes out, ground him then. If your kid is drinking, you ground him. And I think he'll think twice with drinking. If he wants to go out, if he wants to go to the game, if he wants to do whatever, okay, then he better not be drinking. And if you find out he is, he's going to be grounded again. So now, what about this underlying anxiety? Okay, well, first of all, if the kid is drinking because of underlying anxiety, all right, again, you do not let the kid self-medicate with alcohol. And then marijuana and anxiety. Yeah, I think marijuana helps with anxiety. Okay, I've never gotten a chance to try it because I'm still not, as a doctor, supposed to be doing drugs. So, and still with certain employers, there's drug-free workplaces, so you're not, so I can't tell you firsthand. But people say that that's what calms them down at night. I'm a little confused because there is supposed to be paranoia. So I think there could be a paradoxical anxiety. But I find it very interesting that you're seeing behavior changes when you and your wife smoke, or girlfriend, or whoever. When you and your wife smoke, you're seeing behavior changes with him, okay? One, that concerns me as a doctor. And again, I don't want to rip you a new one, okay? I'm really glad you asked this stuff. But one, it concerns me as a doctor that your kid is inhaling secondhand smoke. Whether it's tobacco smoke, whether it's e-cig vape, whether it's marijuana. Number two, if you think it's affecting him that much, okay, take the stuff outside. I understand marijuana is legal in a bunch of states now, but, the kid's picking it up, and the last thing you want is him starting to get a tolerance to marijuana, okay, because he's got college soon, right? That could really be a problem. Number three, he's less moody on those days. Okay, maybe it's you that are picking, maybe he's just being a normal kid and you're thinking he's moody. So because you're smoking pot, it doesn't bother you as much. That could be going on. And then the other thing that could be going on, which I think is really going on, is this kid is smart. You know what? You got a smart kid here. My guess is this kid's like, good, my parents are getting baked or stoned, so I'm going to lay low and do whatever the hell I want. And when a kid, doesn't run around the house griping, but they're like, oh, I'm fine, I'm good. Okay, really? Whenever your child says, I'm fine, I'm good, and wants to just be in his corner of the house or his room, okay, something fine and not good is going on. When you know everything is good is when the kid comes into the kitchen area or the family room area, wants to eat, and wants to sit there and complain. Then you know the kid is normal and everything is going perfect. But if you're like, hey, man, what's going on? How is everything? They're like, I'm fine. I'm good. That means they want you to leave them the hell alone or stay away. Now, why do they want you to stay away? Maybe he's going into your pot. Maybe the reason why he's getting alcohol is because he is supplying the pot, right, that you and your wife are smoking. You got a teenager. It's tough, okay? And it is the scariest 8-9 years of, 8-9 years. Well, wait a second. Now the kids are, staying home and being on parents of Obamacare. We should say 12-20 years. Okay. It's scary. 12-20 years. Right. Having a teenager, adult, millennial, right, sitting on your couch, drinking and smoking weed. But, be a parent first. And listen, I don't mind this adult conversations. I really don't have too much of a problem with, we wanted to split a beer or wanted him to, have a taste of my beer, my kid's first beer. I get that. But they say letting the kid drink in front of you doesn't do anything about preventing alcohol abuse. They could still, in fact, they could be more prone to it. So sharing a joint, sharing a beer, taking them gambling, they want acceptance by you. So if that's how you guys connect, they're going to want to mimic that behavior. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you again for tuning in and following us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you don't want to call in, which would love to hear your voice at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, keep the messages coming on Facebook, Twitter, or on our website at drdahlia.com. Apparently, a University of Pittsburgh Medical Center hospital has now gotten cited by the health department, not because of any particular health or bacterial or nosocomial infection issue. It's because staff took photos and videos of a patient being treated for a foreign object lodged in their genitals. UPMC says the behavior is abhorrent and violates the mission of UPMC Bedford and the overall values of UPMC. The hospital network, which is Pennsylvania's largest, says it's self-reported the violations. Now, and you know, they have to tell everybody that they're on top of this, and good for them for self-reporting. All right, it's a huge detail that will probably get left out of the media, but this is not, that's, you know, good for them for saying, look, this is something that happened, and you know, under our roof, and we're on it. So PennLive.com reports an employee came forward to complain about the images circulating around the hospital. Another employee told investigators there were so many people crammed into an operating room taking pictures on December 23rd that it was like a cheerleader-type pyramid. The health department says the hospital suspended one doctor for 7 days and another for 28 days. It is also replacing the hospital's nursing director for surgical services. So the patient, sounds like, was probably under anesthesia. Okay, my guess is the patient was not awake. If something was lodged in the genitals, it could have been a female patient with something lodged in the vagina, or it could have been a male patient with something lodged within his rectum, or they might have said rectum, it might have been something lodged within his penis. Now, that is a very embarrassing, again, huge blemish on the healthcare field when something like this happens. And I make a big deal about it because this is really, really stupid. This is so damn dumb. You know, and I just don't get it. I don't understand why, why you dedicate your life, you know, and you basically dedicate your life. I mean, my decision to go to medical school, I mean, that was a lifelong dedication. You know, not only because of the money that it costs, right, and all the loans and how much debt I'm going to be in, not only because of all the years of schooling, and there's a lot. After high school, you had 4 years of undergrad college, 4 years of medical school, and that's assuming that's, you know, doing night classes as well and summer school to make a four-year degree, right? So 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 3 years residency, all right, that's 11 years, and that is one of the, that's one of the shortest paths to, you know, become a doctor. 11 years. One of the shortest paths. Okay? And, you know, but not only the years, not only the money, but you're also getting exposed to communicable diseases all the time. You're getting exposed to tuberculosis, to HIV, to hepatitis. So you are making a lifelong decision, right? A lifelong commitment that you are going to put to medicine. And so when you, you know, when you do this stupid stuff, you know, where you know, look at a patient, you make fun of them for doing something sexually to themselves, and they unfortunately hurt themselves, and now they need surgery. It just doesn't, why would you, don't go into this field. You go into this field because you want to help people. You don't go into this field to make a joke. What probably happens is, you know, as with any work, because, you know, people go, why would doctors and nurses make fun of people? Why would this happen? Just like last week, a bunch of nurses got in trouble for looking at a cadaver's genitalia. So now this week we hear people taking pictures and videos of somebody in a very vulnerable state. Yeah, whoever's in charge should have gotten fired. I don't know why a doctor would stand there and allow all that to happen. But my guess is, you know, you have the same sort of high school fraternity sorority BS that happens within any organization, and people want to be liked, and people want to look like the cool one, and people want to make people laugh, and people want to, you know, be in a position where employees and, you know, coworkers look up to them. And again, we aren't getting all the details, but, you know, that stupid stuff shouldn't happen. I mean, when I was in training, doctors were jerks. All right? They didn't care what people thought about them. Okay? You know, everybody hated the doctors. They were jerks. Okay? You know, the nurses would put up with them and then quietly talk amongst themselves, this person's a jerk. The medical students would be in a corner of the hospital crying. That's just the way it was. You know, and I guess now it's a popularity contest. So it's a shame. It really is a shame because, you know, you're going to do things to yourself. Things are going to be embarrassing, you know, and you want to think that the average medical provider is not going to think twice about it. And I said, You know, sometimes, all right, we had this one listener who's like, yeah, you know, but the doctor ran and got the medical student. I think it was like an accessory nipple or whatever. Listen, if we have a teaching moment, yes, we're going to jump on that and we're going to want to teach. But if it's something that you think is embarrassing, no, we're not going to put you through that. Now, this is interesting. Three customs officers have been busted on charges that they inflicted senseless physical abuse on their Newark Airport co-workers. Okay, did you hear about this? Apparently, there's hazing. And at Newark Airport, there's something called a rape table. Okay? Not in anybody's view or near Carousel 5, you know, for your baggage claim, but my guess is behind closed doors. And I'll tell you about it in a second, but this has been reported by New York Daily News. Acting U.S. Attorney William Fitzpatrick said in a statement that this behavior would be abhorrent in any environment, especially one serving a critical law enforcement function. The hardworking men and women who protect our borders deserve better. Now, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents Tito Catota, Parmenio Perez, and Michael Papagani, ranging from 32 to 40 years old, all of New Jersey, were members of a unit responsible for identifying dangerous contraband and threats to contraband and threats to national security. Their arrest followed this investigation into the sexual hazing by investigation done by NBC News 4 New York. It was a broadcast that aired in May. And according to Officer Vito De Geronimo, he said, once the lights go out, they grab you like a gang, and they forcibly throw you on the table. And one officer ended up mounting me and pretty much riding me like a horse. I'm grabbed by other officers against my will. I don't know how much more criminal you could get. He continued, hazing wouldn't do this justice. This is complete assault. They take you into a room, and your fellow officers are all watching as officers grab you. Papagni allegedly told a man the office table was known as the rape table and threatened him that's where he'd wind up, according to the criminal complaint. I guess in one January 10th incident cited by prosecutors, a victim was asked to retrieve a document tied to a drug seizure. While workers were trying to scan the item, Papagni grabbed victim's one's arms and legs, threw him on top of the pert, which is the rape table. The two men held down their co-worker. Perez is accused of climbing up on top of the victim, grinding his body up and down against the genitals, through the victim's clothing, motioning and simulating a sex act. All right, so three customs agents are awaiting a court appearance. They're going to be charged with forcibly assaulting, impeding, intimidating, and interfering with two male customs officers. The victims told NBC the abuse happened over the course of more than a year in a room in Terminal C. People wonder, how do these rapes happen in jail and why? I guess people are idiots and they like violence because sex is a violent act. A rape. Rape's a violent act, not a sexual one. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it. But we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. William is one of my Facebook buddies, I think, for a few years. It's interesting. Every now and then Facebook tells you to celebrate your friendship with somebody. And William's been, I think, with the show for a while. I don't know if he listens to the show, but he's definitely been following me. And he's liberal. And he says that the Democrats need to be careful working with Trump. This is a trap. And he doesn't like Trump, obviously. He's not a big fan. But, you know, I don't know if you guys have been watching the news lately. I mean, I've been, you know, really worried about my family in Florida and watching what's been happening with Florida and, you know, people dying in nursing homes, and now another nursing home had to be evacuated, and we'll, you know, talk more about that. But I guess there's been some bipartisan kumbayaing going on. And I guess Trump may be reaching a deal with the Democrats when it comes to DACA and protecting Dreamers from being deported. And this could be upsetting the base. This could be pleasing the base. This could be upsetting Democrats because they want Trump to look like the enemy. This could be pleasing, you know, the enemy. Or not the enemy, but, you know, pleasing liberals. Sorry. I didn't mean to call liberals the enemy. I'm sorry. That was a slip. Okay. Sorry. I love you all. I do. I love you all. Liberal, conservative alike. I didn't mean to call you guys the enemy. I'm sorry. My bad. That was a slip. But, interesting. I just want Donald Trump to get stuff done. Okay? Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi announced last night that they had reached a tentative agreement with Donald Trump to protect the Dreamers via legislation. And in exchange for this, they'll be willing to help with border security measures that don't include more spending on the border wall. Now, of course, Trump's, you know, supporters were kind of upset that Trump was selling out his base. Trump apparently made some tweets saying no deal was made last night on DACA. Massive border security would have to be agreed to in exchange for consent, would be subject to vote. The wall, which is already under construction in the form of new renovation of old and existing fences and walls, will continue to be built. He goes, does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs? Some serving in the military, really? They have been in our country for many years through no fault of their own, brought in by their parents at young age, plus big border security. So these were, how do you get all that in his tweets? That's a lot of tweets. So of course, you know, the media is jumping on this, saying if he's making, you know, concessions, is, you know, he weak politically? You know, it could be strength politically. It could be, he could maybe be one of the first presidents in a long time that was able to work with both sides. Listen, you know, whenever you look at politicians, you need to remember that many of them are self-serving. And this isn't an insult to Trump or any legislator out there, okay? You know, whether you're a doctor or a dentist or a marketing rep, you are no good, right, to your coworkers, to your clients, to your patients, if you're out of a job, right? You're no good to your constituents if you lose an election. So the primary goal of anybody, and it's, we don't want to think about this, but the primary goal is for them to be in the position that they are. Now you can say, wait, what about nuns and priests? Okay, they put, you know, their people first. They probably do, but what do they do first? What is their first, what are their main actions? Okay, if in order for them to stay a nun and stay a priest, they have to say no sex to themselves. They have to say, no, I got to follow this, I got to do this, I got to do this. I have to pray. Even nuns and priests have to, and I don't want to use the term self-serve in a negative context, but they have to maintain their position as a nun or priest in order to do good for others. So every employee, every profession has to put themselves first. Same thing with medicine, doctors. You know, the reason why lawsuits and, you know, doctors are protecting themselves, you know, and covering their butts a lot of times with lawsuits, ordering tests, etc. You know, one is, you know, yeah, they're ordering the test to make sure the patient doesn't have something, but if they get sued because they missed something and they lose their practice, lose their license, can't get insured by anybody, they're good to no patient. So you have to think of yourself first. You have to, just like even with first responders, okay? Don't make yourself a victim. It ruins it for everybody. Your main job in a crisis or in an emergency is to stay alive. So I think we established that point there, okay? So now we have Donald Trump.
So let's go into the thinking of not any, you know, particularly Donald Trump, but any, you know, president for that matter. Okay? What is his main goal? Well, his main goal is to be an effective president. Now, let's say he's going to be a lame duck. Let's say he's in a second term. Okay? You know, then what would be a self-serving sort of action that somebody would take in the White House? Well, they would want their legacy to continue. Okay? They wouldn't want to leave being called the worst president ever. Okay? Many people think Obama's the worst president ever. Some people think he's the best. Okay? But they are going to want to leave or, you know, be written in the history books as a president that did X, Y, and Z. So there is no way that somebody like Donald Trump is going to sit in the White House and not have anything major done, right, that he could put his name on. Just like I said, if Hillary won, there was no way it was going to be called Obamacare. There was no way the healthcare system, as we knew it as Obamacare, was going to be under the Hillary presidency, especially since it was her idea in the 90s. It was going to have her name to it, or it was going to be some change such that you know, she would have owned the way our new healthcare system was. That's what presidents want to do, okay? No president wants to go in office saying, yeah, you know, I kept doing what Obama wanted. You know, even Bush following Ronald Reagan, you know, again, he still wanted to have a characterization of his own presidency. Now, if Ronald Reagan's policies are good, they're going to keep a lot of them. Okay, because that, you know, kept them in office and that made him popular. But, you know, here's Donald Trump, and, you know, he has done a lot. We've seen a lot with the economy. He's brought a lot of jobs back to the states. He's definitely changed things when it came to immigration. Okay, so he has done a lot, but not anything that the media has given him credit for, and nothing that we would probably see in a history book yet. So he has to, he realizes that in order for him to get something done, he has to have the Democrats stop being so obstructive. And again, he's a dealer. He's a Wheeler dealer. This is how he made his empire. And this is one of the reasons why we voted him in as a nation. Okay, if he knows how to make deals, you know, if he wrote The Art of the Deal, then of any president, this is the guy that's supposed to be able to figure out how to work with Republicans and Democrats. And when he couldn't get anything with health care to pass, okay, then, you know, maybe he has to go back to old school. All right, guys, let's make a deal. What does everybody want? So with health care, if he had to make a deal, okay, what does everybody want with health care? Okay, well, we don't want you to cut Medicare. We don't want Medicaid. We don't want you to do this. We don't want you to do this. We don't want you to do this. Okay, if I don't do those things, okay, and I, you know, consent to what you want, will you let us change the name? Let us call in a repeal, but rewrite a bill that has all those things. This way we could say we got rid of Obamacare, but we reconstructed a new healthcare system. You see, this is what he could do, making everybody happy. I don't think I'm going to be asked to advise the president. I'd like to advise the president. I think I'd give him a lot of good ideas. But that's what he needs to do. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.